Hey, good morning. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Got a partly cloudy sky. 30 degrees what we got going. Welcome to the Thursday Talk Round. We always get it going with this segment. Very popular segment. With our favorite historian, Janet Gageland. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are we doing?
We're good, yeah.
Good. Well, you've had a restless week.
I have.
This thing about the cannon just really kind of got to you.
Yeah, I just can't believe that Richland County would have been offered this German cannon, because we have a lot of Germans in the area.
Oh, yeah, we do, yeah.
So, like, why wouldn't we accept this?
Mm-hmm.
So, I just couldn't let it rest.
It got to you.
It did.
It hooked you.
It did. So, I had to keep going a little farther into 1929, even though it wasn't, you know, that wasn't my goal. But I just thought,
there's more to this.
There is. Yeah. There is. Yep. So, I found that we did indeed get one.
Okay.
One of those short ones. It wasn't what they expected. When they got it, they thought it was going to be this long gun, you know, and here it comes in this stubby thing, and they're like, what? You know, but they took it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the American Legion and the city council who voted to say, yes, we'll take one of these cannons. So they brought in the cannon. It was all rusty and, you know, probably hadn't been fired very much. But, you know, when it comes from Germany over to the United States, it's going to sit somewhere for a while.
Sure.
So it was quite rusty, and they were going to have to do some work to get it to look nice. Their first thought was they were going to put it on the south side across from the high school, which would be where the 4th Avenue Manor is now.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Rich Park was over there. And they thought, well, that would be a good location. There was nothing else there. Maybe basketball hoop, but not much. And so they thought, well, we'll put it there. Then everyone will have an opportunity to see it. Well, the gun came, and the city crew did their best to make it look good. And even though the shooting days are over for it, it's going to be it'll have a final resting place. But they changed their mind.
All right.
And so they had it at the City Hall, which is where the brew is now.
Okay.
So it was sitting on the east side, because it was a garage for the fire truck there, and also the jail. So they had it sitting behind the City Hall building, and not only did they get that cannon, but they also got a very big Ford touring car equipped with shock absorbers and everything.
Shock absorber.
Yes.
Wow.
I know. So they're
pretty cutting edge for that time.
And it was black, and so it was like this vehicle now that represented the police department. It was a Ford, and the city now defied bank robbers and others to, you know,
yeah,
try to stay.
Yeah, we'll come and chase you down.
Yeah, and the lieutenant said, you're dang right. and he hitched up his trousers right and left. You're dang right.
You're dang right.
Yeah, well, they thought they were going to put it in that kind of location, and, you know, by the city hall. A lot of the counties put them with their courthouses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we couldn't decide. So by October of 1925, they decided that they're going to put it on the public library grounds, which would be then across to the west from the city hall.
Sure.
Well, they tried that, and a few of the city employees were going to put that in that location. In visiting with Melissa, she had no idea that they ever had a cannon there.
but they did.
Well, we think.
Okay.
She said, I have no pictures, nothing that says we actually had this cannon on.
No proof, yeah.
Right. So I went all the way through the rest of 2025, nothing. Early 2026, nothing. So there might be more to this story. Maybe we didn't keep it. Maybe it went to some other location. You know, some other city within the county.
A lot of intrigue going on about this cannon.
Yeah, there's more to the story, so we're not done with it yet. Probably.
Okay. But you're going to keep digging on this.
Well, I'll try.
Okay.
I might have hit a dead end, because maybe the newspaper won't report it. But I'll try.
Okay.
So anyway.
But it did get here.
It did get here.
Okay, we just didn't know where it got set up.
We were going to put it someplace, but we just really couldn't decide where that someplace was.
And I bet there's a story behind that, too.
Well, that could be. Yeah. Why they kept moving it around to different sites.
Okay.
Who knows? So how much time do we have?
We've got a couple minutes.
Okay. Well, you know, last week we talked about the guy who did the shooting with the .22.
Yeah. The gun art. Yeah.
He outlined the silhouette. Well, there was a clothing store, the Oppenheimers, Oppies it was called, and they decided that they were going to try this event, and it was a tug of war. So they sold the sweet ore pants, mm-hmm. and they were kind of ones that you would use for the handyman kind of, you know, the extra heavy canvas type pants.
Sure.
And they're still in business today, the Sweet Ore place.
Mm-hmm.
And so they thought, well, let's try this and let's see if we can get two teams of three. And they're going to take a pair of the Sweet Ore pants, dungarees, whatever they call them, uh-huh. and they were going to have a tug of war. And if the pants ripped, each one was going to get a pair of those Sweet Ore pants.
Now that's having faith in your product.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So they did the pant pull,
yeah.
tug of war.
We never let you down. I love the slogan.
Yeah, that's their slogan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. And nobody got a pair of pants.
Okay. They didn't rip.
They didn't rip.
No. Wow.
Yep. So that was their slogan. We never let you down.
What a great marketing tool, though.
I know. And they're still in business today from 1871.
Holy smokes.
I know.
Well, somebody knew what they were doing.
Absolutely. A good product, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
yeah.
Janet, well, what do you got? Well, you're going to keep digging on the can.
Well, I'm going to try a little bit more. If I get through maybe the first half of 26 and I don't find something, then, you know, I might have to let it go, but we'll see.
Well, you might find something that'll lead you into another direction, too, because that's happened before.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, it never ends.
Right. Janet, great having you in here.
Good to be here.
Every Thursday. I look forward to our chat next week. Talking history with Janet Gageland, popular segment here every Thursday at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Ready or not, it's tax season. Luckily, H&R Block is here to put 70 years of tax prep expertise to work for you. So breathe easy and file with confidence.